44.
Number 44. Number 44. This is about the gypsy boy. This is a favorite where we come from. We come from back in Canada, up north, in eastern Canada, where there's lots of snow. And you know, when we have Sunday school there, there's boys and girls just like in the front row. And there's dads and moms like me. And there's grandmas and grandpas. They all go to Sunday school, every one of us. And I see that's the situation here too. I hope we can all have a happy time this morning at Sunday school. So let's sing number 44. Into the has one for us. We had a girl, how about a boy? You have one?
40.
Number 40. Jesus loves me. How about we sing the first and the last verse of number 40, Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
Well, just before we carry on, how about we just ask the Lord for his help? Well, we may sing a couple more, maybe one in the middle of our little talk, and maybe we'll sing some at the end. We'll see how the time goes. But you know, boys and girls, I have something special on my heart to talk to you about this morning, and I trust it would be for all of us. You know, sometimes we have a sense in our soul that the Lord has something special, and we trust that as we open the Word this morning, it would be for each of us. I would like to turn, first of all, to 1 Kings, where we read a little story. 1 Kings and the 1 Kings chapter 3. What I'd like to do this morning is I would like to look at some of the mothers that we find in the Word of God. We find some mothers. Anybody here have a mom? Anybody here have a mom? Any of the older folks have a mom? You know, I see lots of hands. We all have a mom. Some of us have moms that have passed away, but we're going to look at some of the characteristics of a mom. And you know, before we look at the mothers that we're going to see in the Word of God, I'd like to look at this little story which shows the characteristics and the features that we find in a mother. And so, you know, there were these two ladies in 1 Kings chapter 3, and you know, these characteristics are wonderful because it doesn't matter if it's a mom that loves the Lord Jesus, or if it's a mom that doesn't love the Lord Jesus, or if it's a robin that's a mom that has four little birds in a nest. The characteristics are much the same. And we're going to learn a little bit about those characteristics. And here there was these two ladies. You know, these two ladies, they didn't live very good lives. But they each had a baby. And these two ladies, they went to sleep, and one of the ladies, she rolled over and on top of the baby, and the baby died. You know, it's such a sad thing. The baby died. And she realized what had happened. She realized that the baby had died, and you know, she wasn't very happy about that, and so she woke up, and she saw that her baby was dead, and she saw her friend over there that also had a baby, and she went and took her dead baby, and she put it beside her friend, and she took her friend's live baby to her. And, you know, when the other lady woke up in the morning, and she saw that her baby was dead, and she looked, and, you know, it wasn't her baby at all. It was the other lady's baby. And she said, "That's not my baby." And the other lady said, "Yeah, it's your baby. That's your baby." Well, no, it's not. It's not my baby. It's not. And you know, they were really struggling over this. You know, we heard about two ladies yesterday. I'd never heard those names before. About So Touchy and Odious. Those two ladies that couldn't get along too well. Well, these two ladies, they were having this squabble. And you know, so they came to Solomon. And we read, and they told the story to Solomon. And in 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 23... it says, "Then said the king, the one saith, This is my son that liveth, and thy son is dead. And the other saith, Nay, but thy son is dead, and my son is the living. And the king said, Bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king, and the king said, Divide the living child in two, and give half to the one and half to the other." Can you imagine such a thing? Can you imagine such a thing, boys and girls? Any of you here have a baby brother or sister? Anybody here? You know, I've seen some babies here. I can't imagine King Solomon taking out a big sword and saying, "Bring the little baby to me, and these ladies are fighting so badly over this that we're going to take the baby and we're going to cut it in two, and each of them can have half." Can you imagine such a thing? Well, you know what happened? The lady whose baby it was, she said, "Oh, don't cut the baby in two. Just give the baby to her. She can have the baby. Just don't cut the baby in two." You know what that displayed? That displayed what God has put into your mom's heart. That's what God has put into your mom's heart and my mom's heart. Now, my mom isn't alive anymore. She's with the Lord Jesus. But then the king said, as soon as she said that, she says, "Ah, she's the mother." And so we find here, "Then spake the woman," verse 26, "whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, 'Oh, my Lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it.' But the other said, 'Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it.' And the king answered and said, 'Give her the living child, and in no ways slay it, for she is the mother thereof.'" You know, we're going to keep that in mind as we look at some of the mothers in the Word of God this morning. Because we find that although there are many mothers in the Word of God, they're not all called a mother. And almost every time one is called a mother, it's in connection with deliverance for the people of God. Almost every time. Almost every time we read of someone that's a mother and we find that term mother, it's in connection with deliverance for the people of God. And so I'm going to look at seven if we have time. And the first one I want to look at is in the book of Exodus. If we would just turn there for a minute. The book of Exodus. This is the story, Exodus chapter 2. Of a mother who had a pretty hard portion. Because if we were living in Egypt at this time, and a mom gave birth to a baby and it was a little boy, he was destined to go to the river. The king had commanded that all the baby boys be thrown into the river to die. Well, we read about this mother here in Exodus chapter 2. And before we go any further, I would like the boys and girls to come up here, and I'm going to give you something. Every one of you come up here. You know, there are some boys and girls that are not in the front rows that are out in the back. And if your parents wouldn't mind bringing you up, and you can have one of what I have here in the bag. Because it'll be pretty important for us as we go through this meeting. So come on up. Come on up here. You just go ahead and take one of these, okay? Just take one. Take one of those. There you are. Any of the little ones that would like to come up? Here's someone that's shy, but we'll come right over. Sure. We have these little twigs here. They look like little twigs. I wish I could have brought what they really are. You don't have any of these, boys and girls, but what this is, it's the head of what goes on the end of this little twig that you have in your hand. And it grows pretty tall. I have one in my family room. In fact, one of the last things I did before I came on this trip, which I went and cut a bunch of these off and brought them along. Thought maybe we'd use them at Sunday school. And I would have liked to have had a long piece that they stand about this high. So I went out yesterday to some of the nurseries to see if I could find a piece, you know, and I went to one nursery and there was a lady there that was from Egypt, and I said, "Do you have any papyrus?" She looked at me, she said, "You mean Egyptian papyrus?" I said, "Well, yeah." She said, "Well, no, we don't have anything like that here." It's interesting that she would know that. Well, you know, boys and girls, what you have in your hand here is the very plant which made up the little ark that Jochebed took. She took this little ark, and we're going to read about it here in Exodus chapter 2. "There went a man of the house of Levi and took a wife, a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's bank. And his sister stood afar off to wit what should be done to him." And we find in this little story, we all know the story, where Moses was put into this little ark. If anyone else feels to come up and get one, there's lots here. And even afterwards, you can come and get one. But what, you know, at this time when Moses had this little baby, and the little baby was going to have to go to the river, she took this little ark. You know, sometimes we look at the storybooks and it shows Jochebed making this little ark, but that's not what happened. She didn't make the ark. It says she took it. Well, notice that there in verse 3, it says she took for him an ark of bulrushes. And that bulrushes is really papyrus. It's the papyrus that grows in the Nile, and it's this little thing that you have in your hand, that little stick. It's what composed that little ark, this very, very plant. The one I have that grows in our family room, it was from over in Egypt, and it grows in water, it grows well, but it reminds me sometimes of Moses' little ark. And so what we find in this little portion, that at a time when it was such a dark day in the history of the children of Israel, that there was a mom that availed herself of the provision that God had made for her child. And I'm so thankful that there are moms here that have availed themselves of the provision that God has made this morning in bringing you to Sunday school, where you can be under the sound of the Word of God. Isn't that a wonderful thing? To be able to sit here under the sound of the Word and to learn about the moms. Well, let's go now to the book of 1 Samuel. The book of 1 Samuel, and we find another mother. 1 Samuel, the second chapter. And there was a boy whose name was Samuel. You know, before Samuel was born, this mom, she prayed to the Lord. Any boys and girls here ever seen your mom pray to the Lord? Ever heard your mom pray? You know, I used to hear my mom pray. And this mom, she used to pray. And she just wasn't praying for a son. She hadn't had any children, you know. She wasn't just praying for a son. She was praying for a deliverer for the people of God. That's what she wanted. And you know, the Lord granted her prayer. And we find here that she took him to where the Lord had placed his name, and we find in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 18, it says, "But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, girded with a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother made a little coat and brought it to him from year to year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice." And in verse 21, it says, "The Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters, and the child Samuel grew before the Lord." And in verse 26, it says, "The child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men." You know, boys and girls, when a little baby is born, it doesn't stay a little baby, does it? It doesn't stay a little baby. That's right. And, you know, I'm going to pick on someone here. Oh, here's a little girl. You know, I'm not going to embarrass you. I won't make you stand up. But I just see you're wearing a little coat here. And I expect, you know, if you came back to the conference here, if the Lord leaves us here in 2 years, you suppose that little coat would fit you? You know, it probably wouldn't. It probably wouldn't fit you. And we're thankful for that. You know, Hannah here, she every year she brought Samuel a little coat. And I expect it was a coat that was a little bit bigger each year, a little bit bigger. It'd be a sad thing if every time Hannah came to visit Samuel, that the coat she brought was exactly the same size. That'd be sort of sad, eh? If the baby never grew, if the little boy never grew. Well, the Lord expects in our Christian pathway that we would grow a little bit, each one of us. You know, boys and girls, that's what the Lord desires. There's a little girl over here. She's got a little sweater. You know, I don't think this sweater is going to fit in a couple years. I don't think it is. I don't think it is. And that's good. But it's a solemn thing. You know, I wonder if sometimes we can look at these things in a spiritual way. Sometimes we wear a spiritual coat. And you know, sometimes it's been solemn to me to think of last year's spiritual coat. I wonder if it still fits me. You know, the Lord wants there to be growth in our Christian pathway. As boys and girls grow and they get a little bigger, as we read about Samuel here, he got a little bigger each year, a little bit bigger. And the Lord expects that in our lives, that we would get a little bit bigger in our Christian pathway. Well, let's turn over now to 2 Samuel. Well, we read about another mom. 2 Samuel. Chapter 20. Second Samuel chapter 20. You know, we had this read to us the day before yesterday, just the first verse, but a man by the name of Sheba. And, you know, he was a wicked man. He decided that when David was reigning that he didn't want to have any part of David's reign. And he was going to gather some people, and he wanted to look after things. Well, we find, you know, that he had some people that gathered around him, and Joab went after him with an army, and the man ran, and he ran to this city that was called Abel, and he went into the gates, and, you know, it was closed there, and Joab came with his army, and they thought, you know, the only way we're going to get this man is if we go in there and we just massacre everyone, and then we'll get the man that we're looking for. But you know, boys and girls, in that city, there was a mom. And we read in verse 16. Then cried a wise woman out of the city, "Hear, hear, say, I pray you unto Joab, come near hither that I might speak with you." And when he was come near unto her, the woman said, "Art thou Joab?" And he answered, "I am he." And she said unto him, "Hear the words of thine handmaid." And he answered, "I do hear." And she spake, saying, "They were wont to speak in old times, saying, they shall surely ask counsel at Abel." And so ended the matter. And I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel. And thou seekest to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. Why wilt thou swallow up the inheritance of the Lord? And Joab answered and said, Far be it from me that I should swallow up or destroy. The matter is not so, but a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba, the son of Bichri by name, hath lifted up his hand against the king, even against David. Deliver him only, and I will depart from the city. And the woman said unto Joab, Behold, just notice what it says here. It's so solemn. His head shall be thrown to thee over the wall. And the woman went unto all the people in her wisdom, and they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bichri, and cast it out to Joab, and he blew a trumpet. You know, boys and girls, I thought about this portion. Let's just pretend we're there. Here's this city, and there's all the people in the city, and here's this army outside the city, and they're going to totally annihilate that city. They're going to take everybody's lives. But you know, boys and girls, in that city, there was a mom. There was a mom. And you know, that mom, I don't know if she had a boy there. We don't know. We're not told that. I expect she had a child of some sort, because it says she was a mother. And I don't know if the boy was there, but she could see that perhaps her child was going to die. And she said, you know, this is senseless. And she had a message. You know, we heard about that message in the first day of our meetings here. And the message was that we need to read the Word of God. And you know, we read the Word of God with our eyes, but we need to read the Word of God with our ears. That's something that we need to do as boys and girls, is to read the Word of God with our ears. It says here, hear, hear. You know, I have some boys and girls at home, and when I want to talk to them, sometimes, you know, they're upstairs and they're in their bedroom, and I call something up and I call their name and they answer, and we have some sort of a conversation. But you know, when I really want them to listen, when I really want them to hear, I go up to their bedroom, and if it's the girls, I knock on the door, and if it's the boys, I go in and I look right at them and I say, you know, I've got something to say to you, I want you to listen. And I look right at them and I ask them to look at me, and you know, they get the point, because they're really listening. And this mother, she had something to say to Joab. And in the 17th verse, she says, "Hear the words of thine handmaid." And you know, Joab answered and said, "I'm listening. I'm listening." You know, boys and girls, this was a wise woman, a wise mom. And this whole city was saved. Not because of a big, strong dad. Not because of a grandpa that was wise and was strong. But because of a mom. Because of a mom. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it wonderful that the Lord has provided moms in our assemblies to bring us to Sunday school, to listen to the Word of God? Wonderful thing happened that day that this man lost his life. Can you imagine being there? And all of a sudden his head came over the wall. Now, I don't think she cut the man's head off, but she told it to her people. And it says they cut the man's head off. And the whole city was saved because of this mom. Well, let's go over now to the book of Romans. The book of Romans. Read Romans chapter 16. I'd like to sing another little hymn. So get out your hymn sheets. And how about we sing number 45? Boys, number 45. Too little. Well, in Romans chapter 16, we read about another mom. Romans chapter 16. And it's the Apostle Paul, he writes to the Romans, and he says this in verse 13. It says, "Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, and mine." I'm so thankful for this little verse. In our assembly we have, and this would be an encouragement to the sisters here, we have some moms, and we have two ladies that they spend a lot of time with my children. They're really good to my children. You know, they've never had children of their own. Never have. And I don't believe this was the Apostle Paul's natural mother, but she, you know, she had a mother's heart, and she just fussed over the apostle, it would seem. She was just like a mother to him. Just like a mother to him. And I'm so thankful for that. And, you know, sometimes in the little assembly where you are, there are other ladies that they pray for you, boys and girls. They do, because they love you. And their desire is that you would go on for the Lord Jesus. So we have here this mom that performed that function as a mom for the Apostle Paul. Well, let's go back now to the book of Judges. And we read about another mom in Judges chapter 5. This happened a long time ago, and there was the enemies that came against the people of God, and there was seemed to be no one that had energy to deliver the people of God. Nobody. And we read in Judges chapter 5 and verse 7, it says, "The inhabitants of the villages ceased, they ceased in Israel until that I, Deborah, arose. I arose a mother in Israel." And in the second verse, when she starts, it says, "Then sang Deborah, the son of and Barak, the son of Ahinoam, on that day, saying, Praise ye the Lord for avenging Israel when the people willingly offered themselves." You know, boys and girls, there was the enemy that came against the people of God, and there was no one that had the energy to go against the enemy. You know, we read about people there that they willingly offered themselves. But it wasn't until Deborah arose, who was a mom. She said, "I arose a mom in Israel." You know, she wasn't out of her place, but she came to that position where, you know, if it wasn't for Deborah, the people of God wouldn't have been delivered. And that's been such an encouragement to me to realize that, you know, in this company that we have the boys on the front row and the girls. We have moms sitting back there and grandmas. And so often their hearts have been such that they've been encouragement to others.
and there's been deliverance for the people of God. Deborah, a mom. You know, I'd like to look now at a little portion that if there are boys and girls here that know the Lord Jesus, just often where the faith came from that you have in your heart. And let's look now to the book of 2 Timothy. The book of 2 Timothy, we read about Timothy, you know, he had faith. And it really came from the Lord. It came from the Lord Jesus. And if we have faith in our hearts, it comes from the Lord. But we find here in connection with Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, and he says here, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and am persuaded in thee also, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee." You know, boys and girls, we talked about earlier about how a lot of you have moms that love the Lord. And their desire is that you would love the Lord too. That's their desire. And you know, that's why they bring you to Sunday school. That's why my mom brought me to Sunday school. Because her desire was that I would come to know the Lord Jesus as my Savior. That's what my mom wanted. That's what your mom wants too. And we read that also there was a grandma here. You know, there's a lot of grandmas out there this morning. And those grandmas, you know what they want? They want their grandchildren to come to know the Lord Jesus. That's what they want. They earnestly desire that in their hearts. And there are the characteristics that they have. You know, boys and girls, in our house when my children were little and one of them would fall down and they'd scrape their knees, you know, if Dad was around and Dad was the only one that was around, they'd come to Dad. But if Mom was around and they had scraped their knees, it just seemed that they went to Mom. Mom just knew how to look after the situation in a special way. It's not that dads don't love their children, but it's just that Mom has those characteristics where they can just fix things up in a special way. It's a God-given characteristic. You know, when you scrape your knee or you bang yourself or you cry, Mom can just fix it up just a wonderful way. And we find here that there was a mom that desired that Timothy go on and also a grandma. Well, let's look over now to the book of Luke's Gospel, and we'll look at one more. Luke's Gospel, the second chapter. And here we find there's a lady. Her name was Mary. It'd be nice if we could go through the prayer in the first chapter, but we don't have time. We find that, you know, the Lord Jesus was with Mary and Joseph and the company, and he got lost, or so they thought. Anybody here ever got lost? Got separated from your dad and mom? There's someone. You know, I've been separated from my dad and mom when I was younger, and it wasn't a very happy time. The Lord Jesus got separated from his earthly father and from Mary. And that was a solemn thing for Joseph and Mary. And I appreciate this portion because we can really learn from Mary and from Joseph, because I know that, you know, God the Father was very particular in the selection of a couple that was going to raise the Lord Jesus down here in this earth. And so we do well to look at the characteristics that we see in Mary. We don't have the time to look at them now, but she had some very special characteristics that was such that God the Father had him born into that little home and was raised naturally by Joseph and by Mary. And so we find here one of those characteristics in the end of this, of Luke chapter 2. It says, they went down, verse 51, "And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart." There's our little subject, his mother. It was a characteristic that Mary had, that she kept the sayings of the Word of God in her heart. And that's probably, boys and girls, that's probably why you're here this morning. That's probably why you're here. Because your mom has kept the sayings of the Word of God in her heart. And her desire is that you would be here this morning. And perhaps your dad too. What a wonderful thing. But you know, boys and girls, those characteristics that we've looked at of the various moms in the Word of God, they came from somewhere. And we read about it yesterday, and I'd like to look at it again in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23. Those characteristics that a mom has that I don't have, they come right from the Lord. And we find the Lord Jesus in Matthew 23 and verse 37 as he stood there perhaps and he looked over Jerusalem. And it says here, the Lord Jesus speaking, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Now those characteristics, they come right from the Lord. Right from the Lord. I'm going to tell you a little story. Happened quite a long time ago. It's in connection with my dad. I'm just going to turn to a verse here before we look at the story. In Psalm, the older ones might want to turn to this verse in Psalm 36. But you know, boys and girls, my dad, when he was younger, a little younger than I am, he was in his early 20s, he went to war. He had to go to war. And he was in the Navy. And he was stationed up in this place called the Orkney Islands. And time was heavy on their hands, and so they'd park sometimes in a harbor for a long time, and sometimes they'd get leave and they'd be able to come to land. And this one day he was able to get in one of the little boats and come to land. And there was a little village there, and he saw a man and his wife. They were sitting out on their veranda, and he went and he spoke to them, and he found out that they knew the Lord Jesus as their Savior. And he spoke with them for a little bit, and he had some time, and he said, you know, do you have any work for me to do around here? And they used to keep warm, they used to burn this stuff called peat. And it was out in the woods, and they could cut it into chunks, and they'd bring it in, and they'd put it in the stove, and that's how they kept warm. And as they were talking away, my dad said to them, do you have a bomb shelter here? And the man said, oh yeah, we have a bomb shelter. We have two of them, two bomb shelters. And so my dad said, well, yeah, how come you need two? He said, well, I'll tell you about them. One of them is a cement one. And he took my dad out to the back where there were some stairs that went down into the ground, and there was this cement bomb shelter that they could go inside. He said, we have this bomb shelter here. And he said, you know, I don't have much confidence in this one, though. I don't have much confidence in this bomb shelter. But we have another bomb shelter, and it's made of feathers. And my dad said, made of feathers? And the man turned to this psalm, Psalm 36, and he read my dad this verse, and it had a real effect on my dad, because my dad had a little girl at the time, a little girl. He just had one baby. He had five later on, but he had this little baby, and this man read him this verse and said, in Psalm 36, verse 7, he said, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. He said, you know, that cement bomb shelter that I have, I don't have much confidence in. But this one that's made of feathers, I've got a lot of confidence in. And it's just like the Lord Jesus, as he looked over Jerusalem, you know, he said, you know, he just wanted to be just like a hen that would spread out its wings and cover the little chicks. You know, boys and girls, there's many of us here. And we find ourselves in that haven of being under the wings of the Lord Jesus. But I would like to ask you this morning that as we've considered this little subject of the moms of Scripture, the mothers of Scripture, do you have a haven? Do you have a haven in which to be under? Do you have a bomb shelter like that man and that lady had that was made of feathers that he had such confidence in? Do you have that? It's a wonderful thing to have that. Many of us here have that, you know, boys and girls. And if your mom brought you here, you know, she's got that. She does. And your dad too. I've got that. You know, the shelter that we have is really because of the Lord Jesus and how he shed his precious blood so that we could be brought into such blessing. And the moms here, I know, they want you to come to the Lord Jesus if you haven't come to the Lord Jesus. And I know, you know, we read it in our family reading this morning in the motel room. We read about a little prayer meeting where Peter was in prison, and you know, he came out of prison, and he came and knocked on the door, and Rhoda came to the door, and you know, they're having a little prayer meeting. And you know, those folks were so thankful that their prayers were answered. But I know that this morning, that there are moms and there are dads here this morning, and that they're praying that you would hearken to the message that that wise woman of Abel had, and she said, "Here, listen, I want you to listen," and that you boys would listen in these meetings that we have, and that you'd come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Oh, do you have a haven of these wings? You know, boys and girls, we're going to sing another one now. You see these little twigs that you have in your hand that made up the little basket, the little ark that Moses was put in. And most of these are going to find their way into the garbage. But you know, boys and girls, there's probably going to be some moms here. They're going to take one of these and they're going to stick it in a place where they can keep it, you know, and it'll remind them of the mothers of Scripture. And I would ask, you know, if there's any of the moms or grandmas that want one, they can come up here afterwards and they can have one. But let's remember the mothers of Scripture and be thankful for our moms and to realize that their desire is for us to come to the Lord Jesus. Now, who has one more hymn for us on the back page that we can sing? This boy over here. Which one would you like to sing? Number 42. That's good. Number 42. A little child.